Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you.
Class 41, Strength. Goals. In Class 41, you will recognise real strength. Look for ways to strengthen our connection with the universe. Cultivating spiritual strength. We all know the importance of physical exercise and diet for our physical fitness. We all know it is important to be mindful, to be aware of the thoughts we are thinking, and to try and be more positive mentally. But real spiritual strength is something we generally do not understand. We see inspirational people who seem able to, no matter what the calamity, sail through with calmness and equanimity, even taking such events as lessons or blessings. They seem strong, serene in their certainty, powerful in their sureness. How do we become strong? What muscles need to be exercised for us to be spiritually tough? There is a really simple explanation here. Spiritual strength is dictated by the number of souls we love with the fewest conditions and expectations. This includes every soul, every particle of matter and beyond, rocks, plants, animals, humans, everything. Let's be clear. This in no way suggests anything other than monogamy with our partners. But in our society, we are spiritually very weak because we advocate just a few expressions of love. Basically within the family and usually no further. The family relationships and even our partner relationships should be a tiny percentage of the ways we experience love. For most of us, 99% of love is with our partner and family and 1% elsewhere. Whereas for us to be spiritually strong, it should be 1% at home and 99% elsewhere. That is not to say that we should love our partner or family less, but rather everything else should be loved more. Our partner, our family, should be the example of the unconditional love that we want to radiate to everyone and everything. You might begin to see how this would make us stronger. Let's say we have a relationship problem with a member of our family. In the model where it is one of the few ways we experience love, it would become a huge event, an all-consuming soap opera, like that would deplete us and negatively affect our emotional state. Taken a step further, if the problem was with our partner, perhaps following on to real conflict, then this might result in an emotional and spiritual meltdown. If we're able to have many ways that we experience love, multiple points of connection to the flow of love, then we become truly resilient, authentically and spiritually strong. The more points of connection, the stronger we are, the more godlike we are.
Imagine yourself alone on a mountaintop. You are enveloped by a sphere of light. Take a moment to reflect on the greatest love of your life. Perhaps it is your partner, perhaps it is your sport, or your children, or your parents, your pets, nature, art, or music. Whatever it is, take a moment to genuinely and objectively explore how that love is important to you in your life. As you reflect in this way, see a shaft of light from the heavens piercing your sphere of light and illumining it. This is your first point of connection. Then find one moment, one time in your life where you felt the greatest love. Be there. Breathe it in. Expand it in this moment. See that shaft of light growing in intensity and filling your heart with love. Ponder the shape of that love, how you can make it more unconditional with less expectations. How you can make it connect even more powerfully with the love of the entire universe or God. Then look at all the ways you experience love in your life and how you could expand them to be as intense as this. As you ponder each one, see another shaft of light from the heavens piercing your sphere, opening yourself to more and more points of connection to the universe. In this moment, now. Then find more ways. Realize that more and more points of connection to the flow of love are opened with each moment of gratitude. Find gratitude in what has happened. What will happen? Or most importantly, what is now? If you get this, you will find there is nothing that is not a point of connection. Your sphere will become completely encased in more and more shafts of light and love. Until your love will be whole and effortless, and your sphere completely opened in every way to the infinite light and love all around us in every moment.